know. The Dilma may be Aidei Tarubas. Maybe means only he can eat of more three together. Rashi Yoma Hochi, Havi Mashmash Lo Yoicho Pas, Shiesh Bo, Kol Hamina Malolu, the Ahuvio. Maybe only meant to say I can't eat bread of wheat, of barley, and of spelt. It has to be a bread of all three together. Avo maybe kol avo shall kol min or min b'fnei yatsmoi yoichal. Maybe each min by himself is allowed to eat. So again, therefore, I have to say the word pass three times.
But again, how do I know to say it means three separate shvuas? Maybe it's only one shvua, and you only mean to say these three things are awesome, but everything else is mutter.
Rather, Mor says, Eima, you should have said, I make a shvua, I will not eat wheat bread. V'chein shall tzorim, v'chein shall kustim. That's the final question, or really the answer is. That it should have said just, I swear I will not eat wheat bread, and also barley, and also kustim. Here it does not mean tarubas all three together, it means still each one separately. Pass, lomeli. How come here in the Mishnah, the person says, I swear I will not eat barley bread, and wheat bread, and spelt bread? Since it says the word pass three times, shmamina lachalik. What he meant was, I want to make three separate shavuots. Therefore, the Mishnah says, if you eat from all three, ikazai is three kazaisim, yichai is three kabonis. The medalka can yaloshin. Since you said an extra word, pass, you meant an extra shavuot. That's what the halachas of shavuots, so be careful exactly what you say.
Yeah,
totally separate beliefs. It's not enough to ask the person what he meant. If he says a Lashon, and that's what the Lashon meant, we have to go after what the Lashon is. You're not believed to say, I meant something else. When a person says a Lashon, we say, usually, you mean what the Lashon is, unless you can prove it. Otherwise, the Devarim Shebelev, we don't believe what you're saying. A person says something. From what he says, that's what we believe, and we say that's what he meant. We'll see a lot of Chedushim here like that. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Shvuah Shlai Eshteh, he swears that he will not drink today, and he drinks a lot, he's only chayv once. But if he swears he will not drink wine and honey, then he's chayv three times. So there are three things he said. Yain, shemen udvash, right? Wine, honey, and oil. So vishlei mahotam, tiyamet miyasalei pas l'chiyuvei. This time about the bread, when he swears he will not eat wheat bread, barley bread, and spelt bread, there we say means three separate shvuas, because there's an extra word pas in between. There wasn't one big shvua, but it was three separate ones. Therefore, it's chayv three. Elohocha, my heavenly lameimer. Over here, what else should have he said? The person said, shvua shlo yeshte yayin v'shem l'dvash. So again, maybe he only means to say, these three things should be awesome. But Pepsi, I'm allowed to drink. I only meant to say today, I will not drink wine, oil, and honey. But my Pepsi, I'm allowed to drink. So how do we know to say means to make three separate shvuas? Maybe it's only one shvua. And what he means to teach us, to tell us is that other things I'm allowed to drink. Here there's no extra word passed in between. He just said, I swear I will not drink oil, honey, and wine. Marcia, again, maybe he means to just say that I'm allowed to drink my Pepsi. But and only these three things are awesome. True, it's a good question. We're talking about here a special case that these three liquids were in front of you. There was a jar of wine, a jar of oil, and a jar of honey there. The person should have said, Shavua shalo yeshta elu, I swear that I will not drink these. That's what he should have said. If he only means to ask the wine, oil, and honey, but not Pepsi, he just should have said, I swear I will not drink this. How come he spoke out the three of them? It must be he meant to say each one separate with a Shavua. The verse says, no, Vidilma elu, who do lo shesinu? Achrina shesinu. He would have just said the word these. Maybe it's mashma only this jar of wine I cannot drink from, but another jar of wine I could drink. That's why I had to speak out and say, I swear I will not drink wine. But it's not extra. You can't just say the word, I swear I will not drink these. Because these means only this wine right now, right here. But other wine you're allowed to. And he wanted to make it also to drink any wine. That's not extra. Ella rather, the Omer, he says, Shavua Shle Shestinu. He says like this, he should have said, I swear that I will not drink like these three, like these. If he only meant to ask her these three and nothing else, so he should have said, simple, I swear that I will not drink like these. So not only this, but like this. Would include any wine as asa, any shemen, any oil. So why do you have to speak out clearly, I swear I will not drink wine, oil, and honey? That's extra. Someone says no here also. Dilma Menmi could go in Elu, Lush Sinu. Maybe would have just said that Lush only means I will not drink things like these. But Bosumihochi is Fame Mihochi, Shasinu. the exact measurement. Like there's a gallon here. I have a gallon of wine, a gallon of oil, and a gallon of honey. So when it says I will not drink like this, means I will not drink a gallon of either one of them. But maybe half a gallon, yes. 2 gallons, yes. That's not a good lashon then. He cannot just say, I swear I will not drink like these.
It's not a lashon of a shvuah. Ela rather kagoyin diyoma shvuah shloy eshta mimin elu. He should have said this, I swear that I will not drink types of liquid like these. Samar says, no, that's also not enough. Vidilma maybe min elu hudlashasinu. I will not drink type of wine. I will not drink a type of honey. But inu gufayashasinu. I only mean to ask to others. But these alone, maybe I'm allowed to. Maybe this jug of wine I could drink. It would not be mashmi, you can't drink this jug of wine. So the Mursa still say, okay, but Amy should have said like this. He should have said, shle eshta elu, uminayu. Should have said still simpler. Instead of saying, I swear I will not drink wine, honey, and oil, should have said, I swear I will not drink like these and from these. That's what he should have said. Shle eshta elu means anything like these, uminayu, and from these three also. So since he says separately, I swear I will not drink wine, oil, and honey, we say he means to make three separate truths. And therefore, if he drinks a kezias or a vias from each one of them, he's chayif. Rav Acha b'Rei de Rav Ika Omar b'Mesarav b'Yechaver Raskinim. We're talking about here in the Mishnah where his friend is forcing him to come and drink by him. The Omaloi, the friend, is saying to you, Bo'u u'shasei imi, come into my house and drink with me. Yayin, I have good oil in the house, I have good wine, the shemen, I have good oil, Udvash, I have good honey, so come in and drink by me. And the person is saying, no, I don't want to. And the person doesn't take a no for an answer, so you swear to him that I cannot drink. So in such a case, he just should have said, I swear, I will not drink with you. If he only meant to make one shvua, that I cannot drink from your house, what you're going to give me, they should have said simple, I swear I will not drink from you, or with you. Yayin v'shem l'drash l'omali, why did the person have to speak out separately, I swear I will not drink wine, I will not drink oil, or honey, is l'chayim v'kolachas v'yachas. For sure the person meant a separate shvua. I'm getting angry with you, leave me alone already. I'm swearing that I will not drink wine, and I'm swearing I will not drink honey, and I'm swearing I will not drink the oil. So therefore, that's the case of the Mishnah, that all three shvuas are chal, and therefore you chayv three. Tananos, menachnam, in a normal case, could be a wouldn't be. In a normal case, there's no extra words here, so there's only be one shvua. Another rabbi, normally speaking, the person just wakes up and says, I swear, I will not drink these three drinks. He only means these three drinks, and not something else. So then it will only be one shvua. But only in this case, where they're forcing you to drink, in a case where you should have said a simpler lashon, and you said this long lashon, we say you mean all three. Reuven comes to Shimon and says, Shimon, listen, I gave you a pikadin, I gave you last week a barrel of wheat, a barrel of barley, a barrel of spelt for you to watch. You have of mine. Shimon answers back, Shvu, I swear to you, nothing doing, I have nothing. Whether I gave it back to you already, whether you never gave it to me, but I don't have it right now. Locher is, and he swears false, and later we find out that really Shimon has them. Locher is in a chayv alachas. He's only chayv one korban. A shua tapikodin, you have to bring a korban if we find out you're lying. It's like a shua sheker. So you only have to bring one korban. Even though you swore false on three things, but it's one tikodin, you only chayv once. What about the person swears shvua, shein lecha biyodi chitim, I swear I did not have of yours any wheat, usarim, any barley, the kusman, and any spelt. Then chayav kolachas biyachas. That's considered like he swore three times, and therefore he's chayav three kabonis. He swore false. That Reuben says, you have in mind these three things, and he answered back, no, and he swore to it, but he didn't just say, I swear I don't have anything. He says, I swear I don't have wheat, or barley, or kusmin. That's like three separate shuas. The Yom Rav Yechanan, afilu pruta nikulam mitzarefes. That by shuas hapikodin, you have to swear to be caught for at least a pruta worth of money. But the Ikka Shru is you're denying that you owe him money. Yochan says a Chiddush, that even though of wheat you only have a Chatzi Pruta, so for that alone you'd be potter from a korban. But if you owe him a Chatzi, if you have of his a Chatzi Pruta of wheat and a Chatzi Pruta of barley, we put the two together and still you'd be chayiv. That's what it says, that's what it says a lot later. The Yom Rav Yechanan,
Afilu put mikum mitzav here. Now, pligi bo, and that Mishnah later, pligi bo ravacha or ravina. It's my point is there. Chadama one says, afrod mechayiv, alchayiv. It is only chayiv. Even though the person first said a cloud, he swore I have nothing, and then he said not have the protim of chitim skusmin, so one says yoni chayiv for the three protim, not on the cloud. So chadama one says, no, atzolin ami mechayiv, even chayiv on the cloud also. Because it's like you made four shruas. First you swore I have nothing, that's a klal, and then you said the three protim, so it's still like four separate shruas. The question is, hachimai over here by achila, what will be the luck over here? Are you chayiv three kabonis or four kabonis? When a person swears, I will not drink, so maybe that's one shrua by itself, and then when he says not wine and not oil and not honey, that's another three shruas. Would here also be four or not? Amar Rav Rav says, okay, what do I do with the other? Hosa mechayiv aklal or mechayiv aproti. There the reason why you chayiv four, one on the cloud, the general statement that you said you have nothing. So im mishtaba, vod the mishtaba mechayiv tarti. There it's much better. But the person swears once, I have nothing, I have no money of yours. And then he swears a second time, the other locher is chayiv two kabonis. For every time you swear four, by a pikodin, or shua sa pikodin, you chayiv each one separately. Therefore you could be chayiv four. But hoch over here by swearing not to eat, if you tell me when the person first swore, I will not eat. That's a klal, and that's shvuas chal, that I'm not allowed to eat anything. If so, aproti am I mechayiv? Why would it be chayiv when he says, I'm not going to eat, like the paschitim, the pasan, the kusmin? Why are the three shvuas chal? Mushva v'yemidhu. If you tell me when he first said the general statement, I swear I will not eat today, that's chal by itself on everything. So then when he speaks out, I will not eat barley and wheat and spelt, it should not be chal at all. Because by shvuah, the lacher is, once it's also for you to eat, you can't make a second shvuah. So pshit over here, there's no klal here. Everybody holds yoni chayiv for the protein, yoni chayiv three. Now shvuah shloyechal. Hagufa kash have a steer in the Mishnah. Armag, you tell me shvuah shloyechal, v'yachal eichal in shenru nachila. V'shasa maskin shenru lishtiya potem. That's one thing. You swore you will not eat, and eat things that are edible, you potem. Vodatani, then you tell me shvuah shloyechal v'yachal nevel shvet v'shkotzma moshin chayiv. You chayiv, why? Maishna reish the potem, maishna stay with the chayiv. Versus Pashal Lakash, we answered yesterday. Ratio of Istan, the safe of Meforish, the safe song about where you speak out. That you say clearly, you're answering even Nevel to Trefus. The more Meforish, Nami, Gufa Tikshi. Amai, if you speak out clearly, you swear. You're not going to eat Trefus. Why is the Chalm? Mushroom Yasinahu. You have a mitzvah with your eyes and not eat it. So Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechner, they say, the Kelo Dvorm Hamatorm and Dvorm Asurim. You're not only swearing, you're not going to eat Trefus. You're swearing you're not going to eat anything, and you also include treifas. Therefore, migu, this shru is chal upon bread, it's also chal upon treifas. For Eshlaka Shama, no, Eyata Matinu, you only find the answer is, Elibim Afaris Chatishir, Elibim Rabbonim. Here, the Chiddush Shru is, he's saying clearly, I swear, I will not even eat a Chatishir of the Nevela. So, Midi, you're right, the Chatishir is mut according to Eshlaka. It's only your Shrua makes it up even on the Chatishir. Or else, Ibistam, Elibim Rabbi Kiva. The Yom Rabbi Kiva says, of the Maisat of the Kolshu. So when you make a Shavua, you mean to ask even a Kolshu of the Nevela. So Midi writes, it's only Yosati the Kazayas of the Nevela. When you swear you will not eat a Nevela, you mean even a Chatzishir. So Vishlan, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon doesn't like Rashtakas' answer, to Mukum Lola Masnitsen, Kadir Yakil. Rabbi Yechon wants that mission goes according to everybody. Because according to Rashtakas, it's not according to everybody. It's either according to Rabbi Kiva, Minastam, or according to Rabban and Beforish. Elo Resh Lakish, my temple, it wasn't here for Rabbi Yechonin. Or Malach, he says back like this. Ki Arminin, Issa Kailo, V'Issa Habom Yelo. V'Issa Boy, the Yatsma, L'Arminin. Look at him, go this again tomorrow.
He will sell the Eskimo again. The Chov Gimlo Mabez. The Eskimo again, the two dots, was on the bottom of Gufa Kasha. Omatish, Vor Shloyechal, V'Yochal, Eichlim, Shein Ruin Lachilom, V'Shosa Mashkin, Shein Ruin Lishtiya Potter. First it says, if you eat things that are not edible, so you potter. V'od d'toni, then the Mishnah says, Shavua shalai oichal, person swears he will not eat, v'yochal nevelos t'troi f'skotchim r'moshim chayiv. Maishin oreisha d'potter, maishin oreisha for the chayiv. Like, what's the difference? So the Havaminah is that treifos is also not roi lachila. Even though we had before, really it is edible, but right now we're going, no, since the Torah says not to eat it, it's not cold food. Salkam, the ratio, if you eat something that's not edible, you potter, and by nevelos, you chayiv. You ask the question, they're both not edible. The Gemara says, hold like kasha.
Reisha v'stam. The Reisha says you make a stam isa, so therefore you do not include food that's not edible. Sefer v'mefarish. The sefer, you said clearly, you mean to make it us in the veil of the treifus. You mefarish it. So ask the question, mefarish nami. Gufa tikshak. I can ask you a question on this also. Even if you say clearly, you want to make it us to eat. Nevelis, with your shruam, amai, why is the shruachal mushfav nahar sinayu? You have an issa b'yiraisa, not keep nevel to treifus. So you're ready, mushfav nahar sinay, a male shruah should not be chal on this. So my answer is, Rav Shmuel, Rav Yechon, and the Yarmu, they both answer, the kelo dvorm hamutorim in dvorm ha'asurim. The Seif is talking about that he made a shruah he will not eat, shrutai, and nevelis. And since he included both in his shruah, therefore the issa is chal. It will say, kelo, that Nigel the Shvuah is chal upon a Shruta, that you're allowed to eat. It's also chal upon the Nevela, that you're making it also now. That's Rabbi Yechon's teretz. For Eshlok Yishomano, Iyata Moitzi El Iba Meforish, Chatzi Shia Valibu the Rabbonin. Either according to Rabbonin Shita, why is the Shvuah chal upon a Nevela, Ayat Smushpa Vyam Hasinai? The answer is that's only on a Kazayat. And here by a Shvuah, you're speaking out clearly, you want to make it also even a Chatzi Kazayat, the Meforish. Oy bistam or else the stam shvua, I'll leave it to Rabbi Kiva. The Yom Rabbi Kiva holds, Odem oy saratza v'choshu. We had before, in the minastam by shvua, he means to ask her anything. So therefore, midi yiraisa nevela is only yosa v'kezayit. Chati shir is muta. Now, Yoshua comes and makes it also. So much like this. Bishleim a Rabbi Yechon and Liyom HaKresh Lakish. Rabbi Yechon answers that we're talking about the Kailel, and not like Resh Lakish, the Mukim Lola Masnisink, the Riyakil. Our Mishnah goes according to everybody. Whereas according to Resh Lakish, it's a shalom whether the Rabbonin Shita or Rabbi Kiva Shita. But El Resh Lakish, my time will yomak Rabbi Yechonin. Why didn't Resh Lakish want to answer according to Rabbi Yechonin that we say, Anista Kelo, that we're talking about where he spoke out clearly, I'm swearing that today I will not eat not a Shuta and not a Nevela. That's a simple answer. Why doesn't Resh Lakish agree to Rabbi Yechonin? So Mazamalach, I'll answer you, Ki Yamin Anista Kelo. Shlokas says no. When do we say Nisa Kailo that Nigu is Chal?